Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are in Masechta Zavin. We are in the fifth perek. We are closing out the Masechta with Mishnayos Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Baal Keri says the Mishnah. Let's say we have a situation where we have a person who had an emission. So Kemaga Sheretz, such a person is treated as though he has touched a Sheretz. In other words, he has the status of a Rishon Le'etumah. But if a person has relations with an Ida, Ketamei Meis, he has the same rules as a person who touched a dead person. He and the Tamei Meis are Av HaTumas. El Shechamer Mina Menu Bo'al Nida, but as opposed to the Tamei Meis, the Bo'al Nida is worse. Shumatami Mishkav U'Moshav, Tumakal L'Tamei Acholam U'Mashkim. Right? He takes on a status as a Bo'al Nida, he takes on the status of being able to deal with the fact that he is able to cause Tumas Mishkav U'Moshav. However, opposed to that situation by a Zav or a Nida, where it's an Avatoma, here it's a lighter form of Tuma, whereby he can be Metame Ochlin and Mashkin through Mishkav U'Moshav. Now, the Mishnah continues, our final Mishnah, Masechta Zavin, telling us, Eilu Poslim Es HaTruma, the following things invalidate Truma. So, of course, in order to invalidate Truma, it means you have to be Metami Truma. Asheni L'Tuma, that touches Truma, it makes it into a Shlishi. And so, therefore, it's now Tame. It's not called Tame, it's called Pasul. And so therefore, the following are the listing of things in the Mishnayos that fit that bill. Ochal ochal rishon. Somebody who eats that which is a rishon l'toma. So in such a situation, he becomes Tame as a sheni l'toma. And when he goes ahead and touches and deals with the truma, he will make a truma a shlishi l'toma, or by definition, pasul. Ochal ochal sheni. If a person eats a sheni l'toma, in that situation, he becomes Tame as a sheni l'toma, and so therefore, when he touches any truma, that truma is going to become Tame. Hasho samashkim tameim. If someone drinks something that is already Tame, so that person is going to become a sheni l'toma, and so therefore, if he comes into contact with truma, he's going to make it Tame. Habarosh v'rubo b'mayim shuvim. Right? What happens? You have a person who goes into water that was collected, it's not able to make up a mikveh. And so in such a situation, he takes on the status of a sheni l'toma. The Gemara explains that the reason for this is that Tamei people used to go into the dirty water, the mikveh water, which was the dirty water found often in the caves, and they started to smell bad, they looked bad, and so people would take showers afterwards with shuvim water. Then people started to believe that the shower was the part of the Tara process and not the mikveh. And so Chachamim worried that people weren't going to go to the mikveh. So therefore they made a takana that anyone who showers after going to the mikveh becomes tame again and has to go to the mikveh again. And so that is how the practice of showering after going to the mikveh became a solution. Similarly, it applies to someone who's completely tar. If you shower in 3 log of drawn water, you become tame. And again, this was put into place to make it such that there would be no continuation of this mistaken idea that the shower is that which is going to make a person tar. Right, a sefer, and of course they were gozer, that someone who touches a sefer of Tanakh written on parchment, so somebody who touches that is going to be able to be metame truma. That was done because of the mice. What does it mean because of the mice? People used to store their truma next to the Sifrei Torah in the Aron Kodesh, thinking that both are Kodesh. But of course, food attracts animals, in particular mice and vermin. And the mice would come into the Aron Kodesh, and they would not only nibble on the food, they would nibble on the Sifrei Kodesh, thus invalidating them. And so in order to not cause the bizayon to the Sifrei Torah, they were gozer, they made a takana against putting it next to the truma. By Yadayim, and they did this also, they enacted a gezerah on Tumas Yadayim, Tful Yom, and somebody who's a Tful Yom, who comes into contact with truma, a Tful Yom is a person who's Tame, who went to the mikveh already, but still has to wait to sunset in order for him to be finished. So when he touches truma, he makes it no good. And finally, the food and drink that becomes tummy through liquid. So as a gezeira, the food is capable of invalidating truma, but not going ahead and contaminating it. It can pasul, it can't be, it cannot be metame. And the reason for that is to make sure that liquids that are tame midal raisa are treated with necessary precautions. And so therefore, in order to keep it that way, Chazal made such a takana. So with this, we close out Masech Tazavin, Selik Masech Tazavin, and Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow morning, we're going to continue with our study of Masech Tetful Yom, which is exactly where we're leaving off over here. So we'll stop here. Everyone have a fantastic, wonderful day.